What up,
Jinx?
Peeps?
Gabriel.
Welcome.
Welcome. Y'all ready?
Let's do this.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Okay. I want some of that. Okay.
Hey, hey.
All right.
Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out what?
All things.
Oh, where we make out all things.
Love, life, and laughter. We make out what?
Man, if it's your first time, we're so glad that you're here. Mm-hmm. If you're returning, we're so glad that you're back. I'm your host, Gabrielle, joined by my handsome husband and co-host,
Chad.
That's right.
That's right.
What is going on? Before we even get started, how about we cue the music?
You was doing that because I didn't have my phone ready.
He ain't ready.
That's the only reason you did that.
I honestly didn't know that you weren't ready because you've been so on it lately that
How on it have I been, baby?
Not that on it.
Dang,
you really weren't ready.
No, I wasn't ready at all.
Look at that. This is old school.
Look at that.
Babe, have been all prepared lately.
It's because all these things be changing.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, exactly. Because you don't know what it means.
Cue the music.
I'm coming back in. You went the wrong way, so.
Went the wrong way.
I can't brought it back in for our landing.
And yeah. I didn't even think about it. It was just my natural.
Your natural. My
body wanted to go left. Okay. My mind and my body wanted to go left.
Well, it was wrong. Your body was wrong.
Your body was wrong.
I'm gonna take it out on that body after this podcast.
You nope, because the sun will be here. Okay,
he might go outside play with the friends.
I know, because it's warmer today, y'all. First of all, it was straight up winter last week, like 20 degrees, snow, all the things. Today it's like 50.
It'll be back.
Fall is back, so I will take it.
It'll be
back. I think towards the end of the week it's gonna be back to winter-esque, but yeah, so what's been going on? How y'all been? It's been a couple weeks since we've been here. Let's see what's been going on. For starters, Chad and I are recovering from strep throat.
Yeah.
We still haven't.
But we're on penicillin.
We're on the up.
We're on
up.
That penny.
We are both no longer contagious.
Yeah.
It hit
Gabrielle like super hard. And which we'll tell you all about that after our first sponsor.
Already?
Yes.
Babe.
Yes.
I don't like how early you be introducing these sponsors.
Well, guess what? The sponsors love how early they get introduced. They called and told me. Besides, I'm trying to make sure y'all got time to click that link down in the box.
You guys.
In the show notes.
I just want to say shout out to all of our sponsors. We have about 3, I think, for this episode.
Yes.
And the sponsors, they support the Let's Make Out podcast. They keep us going. So we love it when you support the sponsors that we bring to you. We always bring to you people that we think that you guys will enjoy, and they have great deals and offers. Mm-hmm. So make sure you take advantage because I want to be here. So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, yes, that's why I want to tell you. I'm excited to tell you about it. See? All right. So this one, I think, is the first time we've talked about them.
Okay.
Storyworth.
Oh.
Yes. So holiday season is here, y'all. So I don't know if that excites you, but it excites us. We love the holiday season. We love just this time of year. So basically, you know, giving a gift to your loved ones is already difficult, but giving them one that like makes them feel special and unique, you know, just like the relationship that you share with them, is definitely something that, you know, Storyworth wants to help you be able to do. Mm-hmm. So basically what Storyworth is, it's an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It is a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter the most. So every week, Storyworth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? You know, so just really, really cool, unique questions. So after 1 year, Storyworth will compile all of your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. So that is pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it really is.
So reading the weekly stories, you know, help connect you and your loved ones, no matter how near or far apart you are. It's just something definitely would be really cool for, like, keepsake again. You know, like, how often do we have something, you know, like, that we can really look back on a year worth of stuff and be like, wow, look at that. You know, we look through pictures and we're like, oh, man. But, you know, these are the questions. I think that's a unique way to do that. So we want you to check out Storyworth. And, you know, with Storyworth, you can give those that you love the most thoughtful and personal gift from the heart, preserving their memories and stories for years to come. So go to storyworth.com/LMO and save $10 on your first purchase. Again, that's storyworth.com/LMO to save $10 on your first purchase. So check them out.
Check them out. You guys, so let's see. I was trying to find those questions that I had the last time. But because they were so good.
You were telling about being down and out.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Cause I was
well, let's get our second sponsor real quick.
Y'all. Okay. So this strep throat situation, I don't ever want it again in my life. Ever. I've had it before years ago, like at least a decade ago. But I just don't remember it being this bad. Friday, I went to this talk Friday morning. Friday afternoon, I met up with my homegirl, Shauna and Missy. We had lunch. And by the time I got home Friday.
She was doing fine, though.
I was fine all day. But by the time I got home, I didn't know what hit me. I'm talking fever, sore throat, body aches, headache. I just laid down and went to sleep. Like, literally, there was nothing else I could do. It came out of nowhere. I was like, these body aches, like, my joints is hurting. What is happening? Crazy. It was so crazy. I was so glad that we did the dance reel on Thursday, because there's no way we would have missed a Friday.
We would have missed a Friday because she wasn't there. She laid immediately down.
And I was like in and out. I didn't eat. They ordered pizza. I did wake up at like 1:30 and had one slice of pizza because I was starving. Took me forever to eat it because my throat hurt so bad.
Which, because I was saying, it smacked her like just like that. Oh my
goodness, it was crazy. So then Saturday,
you slept all day.
I slept pretty much all day because I was still, it just still wasn't about the right. I couldn't really eat. Like, the thought of eating was like, heck no. You know, like, I'm not one of them type of people who get sick and lose their appetite. Like, I always want to eat. So when I'm turning down food, it's a situation. But that's how bad my throat hurt, literally to swallow. I didn't even want to talk, like, to open my mouth wide. It hurt. So I was like, I got to make me an appointment. So I made an appointment at the Minute Clinic and made it for Sunday. So Sunday rolls around.
We didn't go to church.
We didn't go to church. At home. Because this one started feeling bad. Well, did you start a little bit on Saturday? You were like,
My throat was a little bit iffy, but like it just was like a kind of like some drainage, you know, and drainage can make you have a sore throat. So I was like, oh, nothing major. I've just probably got allergies like I normally do. And then, but Sunday at like 6 a.m, I woke up. My body's been waking me up about 6 anyways, because that's what time I usually wake up to get Chad on the bus. But I woke up and my head was pounding. Throat still wasn't that bad, but my head was pounding, and I felt like I was going to throw up. Like, I felt so hungry that I felt like I was going to throw up.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So I went downstairs. I don't even know what I grabbed to eat, but I grabbed something just to throw in my belly. Some toast, yes.
Yeah, you grabbed some toast.
Grabbed some toast, and then only ate about a whole slice. That's all I could really eat because I had no appetite. Head was pounding. And then I pretty much slept all day.
He did.
My throat still wasn't that bad. Like, but I was sleeping all day.
Listen, and I had to be honest, because I was like, now how you sick? Can I get one day to be sick? I was like, how you going to be sick? I'm still not recovered, but now I got to watch these kids because you sleeping all day. I was like, is he really asleep? Because he didn't have no fever. His body wasn't really aching. It was just a headache.
No, my body was aching. No, yes.
Oh, I didn't realize your body was aching. Sunday, I thought you said your head was just hurting. I was like, no, this fool's sleeping all day and it's just a headache.
Sunday was headache, bad headache, and body aches.
See, I didn't realize
that. I didn't get the sore throat like you got, but I got
petty. I was like, now he's sick. Oh, he's sick. How convenient. He's sick now.
Hey, don't worry. I'll have how many weeks of taking care of you, Shawty, coming up?
I know, right?
I'm banking my time. No, no,
I
believe me.
Like, this fool, I'm still barely making it here. But he was asleep the whole day, basically.
Not because I wanted to be, but like.
Yeah. So like, I was like, you need to make you an appointment. So he made an appointment for the next day. So I go to my appointment. They test me for flu A, flu B, COVID, and strep. All were negative except strep.
So, we both tested for COVID at home, too.
Yeah, so. We had tested already at home, too. So, yeah, man, they put me on the ceiling. She said 24 hours from your first dose, you won't be contagious anymore, and you should start to gradually feel better within 24 to 48 hours of taking it. So, here I am, 2 days of taking it, or like 2.5, and I feel the best that I have felt. You could probably still kind of hear the way that I'm
talking. Tell.
Like, it still does hurt to swallow, but it hurts the least that it's hurt. If that, I'm trying to figure out the way to say it, but this is probably the best day that I've had since Friday. Yeah, so I don't know what I was saying. I feel the best that I have felt since Friday today. But it's not, I'm not out of the clear yet because my throat still hurts, but I'm able to eat more today. It's just, I was telling babe, it's like it went from the initial swallow to like lower down in my throat.
It's like the end of that swallow before it clears.
The end of the throat, yeah.
Which is good. That maybe it means it's clearing it out.
So, child, how do you feel? You feel, he didn't get it as bad as I did, thankfully.
I mean, it stinks that I got it better. I got it and didn't get it as bad. So I wish I would have been the one that got hit the worst versus her, but. I caught it, I think, before. I didn't think I had strep. I mean, strep because, you know, my throat hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt more Monday morning when I woke up than it did on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But I was like, it doesn't feel like what she feeling right. like. So I went to my appointment, and they tested for all those things, all negative except for strep was positive. And so she got me on the penicillin. And so I've taken it for 24 hours. And so I'm... When I swallow, it's just kind of traveling down. It hurts a little bit, but it's not horrible. Again, I think I caught it early enough.
So my
headache is not crazy. I had a headache yesterday a little bit towards the end of the night, but that kind of went away. Mm-hmm. We've been taking Tylenol as well because we can take Tylenol. And then I haven't taken any cold medicine. She was taking some Dayquil.
Because the pain away. Because like my neck. And my throat, like, all of this was just sore.
Hers was really bad. Like, so for me, I hate the feeling of even Dayquil. So Dayquil and NyQuil both have that same formula, that piece that makes you sleepy. They both have the same ingredient. NyQuil just has more of it.
Mm-hmm.
So Dayquil still has that same ingredient. It's just less, so it's not supposed to make you sleepy. But it makes me, I mean, she knows how, I mean, it
anytime
literally,
you take medicine.
It throws me off. It makes me groggy. It makes me tired. I mean, so I'm like, I can't do the daytime stuff because it still affects me like the nighttime stuff would.
Yeah.
So, I just stuck to some Tylenol and, took some silver tablets.
You didn't take no.
You know, took some elderberry gummies. took some Evanescence.
Immunity gummy.
And some
drinking all the tea.
Yeah.
All the honey.
The tea, exactly. Yeah. So
thankfully the kids were fine.
And they're still good. We keep asking them every day. Reagan says that she doesn't have any bad swallows.
See, what happened was last weekend she told us she had bad swallows. And she had, did she have a fever?
No.
She didn't have a fever, but she like woke up randomly in the night and like threw up. And she was saying that she had swallows that hurt. She said her swallows hurt.
Bad swallows.
And then it was gone the next day. So, I feel like it started there. And thankfully it didn't like.
Didn't catch on to strep.
Catch on to strep with her. Because I was telling the doctor that checked us out. And she was like, if she would have had strep, it would have gotten worse. Because you have to treat it with an antibiotic. It doesn't just go away.
So she must have had the bug.
Yeah.
And thankfully her body fought it off. But some reason, Gabrielle, it's crazy. Man. Because I'm the one that gets sick.
I don't ever get
very
sick. And I won't
easy.
Say ever. But it's very
I can
rare.
Count on one hand how many times you've been sick in our marriage.
Exactly. Sweetie. It's very rare.
And we've been married for 35 years. So that's, I mean.
We got married when we was five, shawty.
Yeah, girl. I don't know life before you, sweetie. Okay?
You are so silly. But we're here now, okay? We have pulled it together. This is how much we love you.
The only war I went through, sweetie,
with
was
stress.
One fighting with you to get you to love me.
Shut up. You didn't have to fight that hard.
I know I didn't. The war for your heart.
We are here.
Yes.
Even in the middle of strep doing this podcast, okay? Because that's how much we love you guys, okay? Don't ever question our love for you. We just hope that you love us as much
yeah,
as we love
you. But we got a question for you. Who do you love? Oh, Lord. Are you for sure?
Okay. Anyway, so while I find these questions, we're going to go to the What's in Your Ear segment. So, what's been in your ear, babe?
A pain. I've been having a pain because I had like a little issue right here when I had the strep.
She did tell both of us we had fluid in our ears.
I got fluid in my ears.
You got the fluid.
I got
the fluid.
I got pools in my ears. Still Barack's book, A Promised Land, Volume 1.
Do you need some water?
I got water right here.
Drink it.
Girl, I got some liquid death over here,
what
y'all.
What is happening? Best I cannot stand the name.
The name is so horrible.
Of this water.
Not sponsored, but I would definitely take it.
It's
liquid death.
So good.
This is the best sparkling water I've ever had in my entire life. Straight from the Alps, okay? Straight from the Alps.
Not straight from the Alps.
That's what it says. Sparkling water straight from the Alps. That's what it says.
Oh, I thought you made that up.
No, from the Alps.
I'm not sure that I've had the regular water. I really like the berry flavor. I don't know that I've had
just the regular. It is the best. It's better than all the mother ones.
I thought you was about to name them all.
No. All right, we ain't name dropping in this podcast. Okay, so what's been my ear? Yeah, so Barack's book, Promised Land, Volume 1. Lots of praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
My jam right now is.
What's that jam? Go on ahead and tell us this jam. Jam. Teddy jam.
Is.
You can't even find it.
Because I got so many jams, really. Do you know what I'm talking about? Well, Joy in the Morning by Torrin Wells is my jam. Mm. Worthy of My Song by Maverick City Music and Phil Wickham and Chandler Moore is my other song.
Is that your no? That's not your worthy of it all.
Worthy of my song. Worthy
of it all. Oh, I didn't know it was called. Worthy of it all. Y'all, we went to that concert. Did we tell you that?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, we went to the Maverick City concert with Kirk Franklin.
So good.
It was so good. I have never seen Kirk in concert, and he is an absolute fool. He has energy for days. Like, he just, like, the Energizer Bunny just hopping all over the stage.
And he confirmed it. He confirmed it when they's like, go ahead, sing, Kirk. He's like, you know I don't sing. He said that.
Because baby, I was Kirk does not sing, Kirk and you're right, he doesn't.
Kirk
sing.
Is not Kirk is the ultimate hype man and producer.
Ultimate,
you know, because obviously he produces,
and musician yeah, like,
plays. I mean, he's very talented in general. But I always make fun of. I was like, this dude is one of the hottest artists in praise and worship and gospel.
He like DJ,
but he
Khaled.
Don't sing.
He like DJ Khaled for the.
He is. He's like DJ Khaled, but for worship and praise like, and worship and gospel. I love Kirk, but yeah, no, see him live.
Man.
Was so much fun.
So good. And we saw Maverick City last year.
And it was a great concert then. But the energy
but
level
this
of this
one
was
different.
Was so much different because Kurt changed it up.
Yeah, he did. You know they were like going back and forth. His song, their song.
Yeah, and
song,
again, he was
song,
just dancing
like,
the whole time.
Grooving, okay? Doing all of the things. It was great. I don't know if they're still on tour or if it's over.
If you've got a chance to
go. It's the Kingdom. Is it Kingdom?
The
Kingdom Tour.
Kingdom One.
That whole album is great. If you haven't listened to the album, you have to listen to it.
Yeah.
But if you can see them, highly.
Like, you don't have to even listen to the album to.
No.
Like, because he just does a bunch of, you know, Kurt Franklin and.
Praise.
Praise,
like,
yeah. Just,
yeah.
Yeah, like...
all of his little groups that he's had. Like, we went from the...
He's had
the
so many, yeah.
Beginning had, yeah, to true. Current. Like, yeah, all the things. So, definitely good. Let's see. What's been in my ear? I've actually been listening to this new podcast of this guy that I found. And I love it. I've been listening to the same episode for the past, like, 4 days. Because... I only kind of listen like when I'm in the car or when I'm in the shower or something. And it's called I Will Teach You to Be Rich. His name is Ramit Sethi, I think is how you say it. But his podcast is really, really good. I listened to, so the first episode What's that I listened to like? His.
Never heard of it.
That's cool. Was about this couple who felt like they were. Man, which one was it? I can't even remember. They were talking about how they spend $3,000 a month on groceries, for their 5 kids, and it's ruining us. So, like, he has these couples come on, and they talk about the issue that they have, but they, like, kind of work through it together.
Okay.
And he has, like, all these principles and stuff like that. But it was really interesting just hearing... That one couple, for one, it was the craziest thing because he asked them, like, they had been together 18 years and he was just like, you know, how would you describe your marriage of 18 years or something? And the wife fixed her mouth to say, I can't remember how she said it, but she was like, we just been hanging around. Like, because he was like, how do you make it to 18 years? And she was like, I don't know. We've kind of just been hanging on. For, like, for no reason. It was so, like...
All because of groceries?
Defeated. Well, it was deeper than the groceries, but the husband, the wife was not involved in the finances, really. And the husband, he sees it all, so he's like, we're dipping into our savings every month for our monthly expenses, and it's, you know, like, it's not getting any better. We're... eventually going to wash out all of our savings because you're not adjusting. So, like, he walks these couples through the issue and, like, they kind of tell both sides of the story. He interjects his thoughts and then, like, he walks them through a plan. Like, it's a really good podcast. So the latest one I was listening to was about this couple that bought a vacation home and it didn't go the way they thought that it would go. So they are, like, stressed and anxious because it was good in the summertime, but now they're getting ready to hit the winter months. So rental is not the same. Like, you know, it was just, like, just listening to that episode, it was kind of, I don't know if reassuring is the name, but, like, we've talked about getting a vacation home as well. But it was also just kind of eye-opening because he talks about all of the phantom costs that people don't think about when they make big purchases, and the phantom cost are all the things that come after the purchase. All the things that it costs to maintenance, or the bills that are higher, or the tax, or whatever, because, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you think, oh, you know, this is great, we can have this, we can do this, but it's like, what are all of the other things that are going to come as a result of you making this big purchase? And he's like, in any big purchase, people don't think about the phantom cost. And I was like, man, that's a really good point. But it was just really eye-opening because he dug into why they felt like they needed a vacation home. And they talked about how, you know, it was like a marker of success.
That's interesting.
And how their family, you know, was so proud of them and how it looked like they were doing really well because they live in this, like, high living, they live that's in, like, cool. Vancouver, so this high living area, and it's like, man, if you can buy a vacation home, you must be, you know, doing it. And it's like, it just, for me, it just uncovered all of the things that we already know, like, because he was saying people say that they don't buy things to impress people, but we can say that all day long until we're blue in the face. But what is the real root of why we want a bigger house, a bigger car, a second house? Because it is a success marker. Yeah. Like, so just listening to him, like, and he's got all these methods and stuff. So it's some stuff I want us to, like, sit down and go through. Cause I'm like, man, he just, it's a good podcast. So it's called, I Will Teach You to Be Rich.
I Will Teach You to Be Rich.
Look him up. That, yeah, it's really good. But just hearing other people, like, admit it, because I think that's, like, a lot of people don't admit it. It's always like, well, I want it because I want it, or because I deserve it. But it's like, who told you that, Like, who is walking around here saying, I want a mini house? Or what's them little bitty houses? Because I deserve it. Or because, you know what I'm saying? Why is it always the biggest, best thing that you can have? Because yeah. society has ingrained in us that that is success. Like, you ain't doing it till you got a vacation home. Boy, you, it don't matter how much debt you in to have this vacation home, but you got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure, it's stressing you out, but you got it, you yeah. know? Yeah, so that's what I've been listening to, and it's really good. Highly recommend it.
No, that's good stuff. That's cool. I downloaded that episode.
That episode, if you want to listen to it, it's called We Make Almost 300K Per Year But Can't Afford Our Mortgage, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so we Chad just came home, that's why we're kind of recapping there. But yeah, no, it's true. That's such a big point about the buying stuff to impress people, and mm-hmm. you get caught up in it. Like, you know, like, I can be completely honest, like, you know, of like buying some of the shoes that I bought and stuff like mm-hmm. that, like, you know, was because I couldn't afford them as a kid. I couldn't get them then, so I felt like I was left out. I wasn't the cool kid.
Yeah.
Now as an adult, it's like, if it's trending and I can get it, you know, God's placed me in a position to be able to get it, and like, ooh, I'm gonna get it because people gonna see me in these nice shoes. Right. Like, you know, like, it's just this mind game that you play with yourself, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. Like,
it doesn't.
You know, yeah. like, so that's why I, you know, like, have tried to like correct some of that thinking, and I'm not perfect by any means, but that's why I recently just sold a bunch of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sold like 10 pairs of shoes because it's like, I just don't need them. I'm not yeah. using them. I didn't buy them with the right reasons, you know, mm-hmm. like, and it's nothing wrong with buying shoes. People are shoe heads. I'm a shoe head. I still buy shoes, but like, I want to buy shoes that like, that I'm going to wear, that I'm yeah. going to use, not because somebody else might think they look good.
Right, like,
you know,
I mean, I get it. Some people are like, well, I just like the quality of
no, and that's okay, things. Yeah.
And I think that's good, but also, like, do you, like, can you really tell the difference between, you know what I'm saying?
The new J's are not comfortable by any means. I don't care.
Think Jordans have ever been comfortable.
Like, the old ones, the originals, like, I had like a couple, like, pairs, like, I had like one pair of J's, I think, when yeah. I was young, one or two pairs Mark bought me, and they were, I remember them being comfortable, or else I was a kid and didn't care.
Yeah,
but the new ones are, love you buddy,
love you,
the new ones are not comfortable, so it's like, I'm not gonna wear these because they're not comfortable.
Yeah, it reminds me of this experiment that I saw on Instagram where Payless created yeah. a Palessi, I think is what it was called. It was like this updated name, and they opened this store in this mall, and they made it high end, and it was like an experiment. All these people were coming in, and they were talking about, oh my god, this is such good quality, you can tell, and blah blah blah. And then it was revealed to them that these were Payless shoes. You're literally in a fake store with Payless shoes. The name says Palessi, so you think it's expensive, and because the price tag is thousands more, you think it's worth it. It's like, these stores be using the same vendors. It's really like, if your name is
expensive,
you can get away with a lot more, charging a lot more. But it is wild, and it just makes you think about things when you do buy them. Are you really buying it because you just really love it, or because it's going to make you look a certain way? And I have to ask myself this about these things too, when I'm like, oh man, I really want a new travel bag. But it's got to be a Louis because it's going to replace my Neverfull. You know what I'm saying? But why does it have to be a Louis? Why does it matter? And I probably will get another travel bag, but this is like, no, this is just honest. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot
of us are guilty of it. Why? So we're not perfect. We're guilty of it.
So it's interesting. Yeah, I just start asking myself stuff like, is it really worth it to buy these things, like the Gucci belt that I wanted so bad that I've literally only worn twice? Like, I feel weird when I put on that Gucci belt. Like, it's just awkward to me. Like, this is stupid. Like, yeah. Why do I have this $700 belt sitting in my closet? Like,
it's so nuts. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so crazy. I mean, that's, you know, like, for me, like, that's why Hokas.
Mm-hmm.
I buy Hokas because I love Hokas. Like, they're very comfortable. I will wear them all day, every day. Like, but I also know that, like, I can't think that I'm buying them because I think people are going to think they're great looking shoes, because I mean, they're not like amazing looking shoes, but they are comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's like, for me at this point, it's like, look, in my belief, in my self-confidence, I can make anything look good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I can make anything look good. especially when she by my side, she make me look good regardless. So it's like for me, but at the same time, it just there. I just want to live a life where I'm searching, not searching, but where I'm, when I purchase things, I'm purchasing things because I truly, you know, value them.
Yeah.
And they're going to make me feel comfortable in a certain way or better in a certain way, like via the shoes. Right. My feet are going to feel good.
Yeah.
They're not going to be tired. I can run in them or I can walk in them, whatever. And so that's why, you know, that, and that's why I'm trying to get to that point. It's like, just why do I want to buy things, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's still a struggle.
It's a struggle. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with wanting designer items.
Not
some
at all.
People just love them and they'll always love them. But, you know, sometimes you have to ask yourself, why do I love these things? Like, because of how they make me feel or because of how they make me look? Do I really enjoy this brand?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I want to look like I'm successful? You know what I'm saying? And I think
I just wanna be...
at the end of the day, if we are just honest about what the reasoning is, like, it's mm-hmm. okay. If you want, yes, I want to look like money. Look like money then. But at least you know that's what you're going for. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to say, oh, I like it because... that when really there's an underlying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like exactly.
Underlying like, reason.
Like if design if you want designer things because that's what you just truly want for you and you can truly
go for it.
Think about it and yeah. say that that's what you want it, do your thing. Nobody yeah. I mean nobody it doesn't matter, you know, like do your thing.
Yeah.
But if there's any hint of I'm doing this to impress others, then
I feel like at some point you have to
Figure out like, is this making me happy or am I just trying to keep up? Am I trying to continue to, you know, chase this, these people being impressed with me? You
right.
know, it's a struggle. I mean, it's a struggle.
It is. Like speaking from experience.
Speaking from experience. So there's definitely no judgment zone. Yeah. It's like, you know, look. But hey, well, let's get into our second sponsor real quick.
Okay.
So the second sponsor is Manscaped.
Okay, Manscaped. Yes,
love this. Love this brand. I mean, I really do. So, excuse me. Sorry.
Do you need some water?
I've been drinking water, sweetie. Do you have anything that's going to make me stop coughing, girl?
I'll offer you mine, but I don't want your germs.
I don't want your germs. I also don't need your attitude. All right, y'all ready? Here we go. What was you about to say?
I'm about to say, that's why you need some Manscaped.
I don't use Manscaped on my face.
Oh, shit.
It's for my balls.
Oh, is it for your balls?
Yes.
Oh, never mind. You need it down there, too.
That's hilarious. Girl, how would you know?
What are you?
Look, I know. Yeah, exactly. She knows. She knows. She knows. All right, y'all. So, it's never too early to play holiday music. I don't know, you're like, what does that have to do with this? It's never too early to start thinking about gifts. So, like, we got to think of some gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas, I mean, like, Christmas is around the corner. Like, yeah, I mean, like for us, it's Christmas and then birthday gifts, right?
Yes.
Thankfully, neither one of my kids need Manscaped.
Not yet.
Not yet, right? You don't need it yet. But basically, whether you're shopping for a friend or, you know, family, or as this says, I gotta say it because it's hilarious, the friends in your pants. This is why I love Manscaped, because they are like straight to the point. I love it. You can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top of line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack.
You
are, this I just man, this
you
is hilarious.
Are cracking yourself okay. up right now.
Oh my god, because it's
please
hilarious.
Get through the read.
It's gonna be tough to get through the read, y'all. Sorry, it's funny. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and use the code LMO for free shipping and 20% off. Like, look, if that doesn't sell you, right. Like, if you got a husband, you got a friend, or if you're a guy listening, whatever. but basically, I've used Manscaped for probably like a couple years at this point. I feel like I've had a few different ones. I mean, they're just great. Like, I've used it to, like, shave my leg, because during like triathlon seasons I'll shave my legs, like stuff like that. I've used it on even my neck, right where my neck, I can't use an electric razor because it irritates real bad, like if I use a normal electric razor. So I've used the Manscaped to, like, on my neck, and it doesn't break out. So it's really good for sensitive skin, and especially down that area, it's that sensitive skin. But the Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is one of the top, is a one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for mistletoe season. This is comedy.
Please get through this. This is pure comedy, y'all.
Look, I hadn't read this before, so I'm just reading it to you now, and it's just the best, okay? It's just the best. Okay, let me get to something that's not going to make me laugh, okay? what's a great feature, too, is there's also a 4000K LED light on it so that you can light the way like Rudolph. That's just great.
I just want you to
feel. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get done with it. This is great, y'all. But look, we definitely think you should check them out. They have great products. I'm a fan, like, for real. And I was excited because they sent me more product, more stuff. So, check them out. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LMO at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com and use code LMO. And
please,
I have to say this last line because it's required. Manscaped, get your
you say the last line. What?
Just say the last line right there.
Stop. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holiday. I don't want you to be laughing.
Oh, jeez. Sorry, y'all. Sorry, y'all. Look, Manscaped, what? I'm a fan. So, look.
Clearly. That read was a hot mess, okay?
Well, that's why you should definitely check them out. They made me laugh like that.
Please, check them out.
Check them out.
Get your man's balls together. Yes,
get your man's balls together. Exactly. Hilarious.
Okay, pick a number between 1 and 200. We have done some of these before, so your favorite numbers are already gone.
16.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever picked 16.
How old were you when you had your first celebrity crush, and who was it? Oh, I know the answer to this. I think I know the answer.
Man, I mean, one of the first crushes I remember was Angela from Boy Meets World.
I knew that's what you was going to say.
Yes, I didn't like Topanga. I liked Angela, okay?
No surprise.
I mean, Topanga was, you know.
I don't even remember what Angela looked like. Who was she?
I mean, Topanga was, you know, was a pretty girl, but she wasn't my type. Like, Angela was.
Who was Angela on Boy Meets World?
I don't remember what her name
was. Who was she? Does she still act?
I haven't seen her. She probably still acts, but I don't think she's been in, like, any big. Big stuff. But
her name Angela, though?
In the show?
Not Angela's dad. Angela on Boy Meets World. Trina McGee. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that's her.
Is that her?
I mean, that's her there. I don't know if that's her name. Okay. But yeah. Okay. But that was, I think that's one of the early ones that I remember.
Did you remember?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. You knew that one, though.
I did. I already knew that. dang, and just like that, I lost the question.
Oh, Lord.
Dang, where did them shits go?
Were you looking to keep the shits in the podcast? You said, where did them shits go?
Oh, shut up. I'm going to do number 200.
Of course. Of course you can do 200. You're like, please scroll to the bottom of the page, Chad. If you could change anything about yourself, would you? If so, what and why?
Yep. I'd cut off this food pie, and that's happening.
Bam. Ding. Well, that was easy. Well, that's the podcast, folks. Oh, balls and food pies.
Balls and food pies, okay?
Shut up. I mean, that's been the topic so far, balls and food pies.
I think that I'm trying to think, is there something not physical that I would change about myself?
And why are you grabbing the mic stand like
probably
that?
Probably be. I don't know why I grabbed the microphone. Why did I grab the mic?
You waiting for the after the podcast?
You know what? I am so done with you.
You're not, though.
What would I change about myself? I would be more confident in certain areas of, like, my abilities and, like, the things that I am good at. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like there are things that I do well, but I don't confidently do them well.
I get
so,
that.
Yeah, I would definitely change that. Yeah.
I get that. That's good.
Give me another number.
I'll go with...
This shirt is so weird.
19. Like, I'm going to make you go back all the way. It is. It's like...
it, like, will cover my mouth if I let it. Like... what number did you say? See, look, if I look down...
19.
Look at that. 19.
That's hilarious.
If you're listening... You can come on over to YouTube and watch us.
You could.
At Let's Make Out Podcast, just an FYI.
Yes.
What number did you say?
19.
Sorry. I keep getting distracted.
19. Slow whisper, 19.
What the truck?
19. Oh, so you decided to do the easy route.
Which meal is your favorite? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Breakfast.
Breakfast. You will always eat easy. Breakfast.
Breakfast.
What is your favorite breakfast item?
If it's good and it's done right,
biscuits and gravy.
If it's good and done right. If it's not good and done right, then it can be ruined. Mm. Like it's just if it's good and done right, it's like that's just like heaven on a plate.
Heaven on a plate. If you could only have coffee or orange juice, which one would it be?
Coffee. Was that the question?
No, these are just my follow-on questions because, you know, breakfast is your favorite, but you have certain things that
coffee.
Are your favorite breakfast things. So, you know.
Hit me again.
Just curious. But he will drink all three. He will have water, orange juice, and coffee. And I'm like, who is drinking all of this? Who is drinking all
Someone
of
who
this?
Wants to be hydrated.
Like, why do you need water, juice, and coffee?
Because coffee is a slow drinking drink. Orange juice is like, just like a... It's like a palate clearer.
A palate
clearer. And water is there because your body's made of 70% water. You just need it.
Okay.
It's not there for enjoyment.
Okay.
Water's not here for enjoyment.
I enjoy water.
It's not here for enjoyment, sweetie. It's here for...
Hydration.
Hydration. Exactly.
Okay.
If you enjoy water, you're lying to yourself.
I enjoy water. Nice ice cold water, which is really weird because for the longest time, I hated cold water. I would drink it room temperature only.
Only.
And then after I had Reagan,
and I
from
only
that
drink.
Pregnancy on, I just love me some ice cold water.
I drink room temperature water, unless it's like a sparkling water and that's cold. Mm-hmm. But I drink room temperature because it digests quicker, which means it gets me hydrated quicker.
It just feels good going down when it's ice cold. Okay, my number is 175.
Find it yourself, Gabriel. You're going too far. You're doing the most right
scroll
now.
Scroll on, baby.
What number you say?
175.
Wait.
Don't you ask me.
What number was it again?
175.
If you can have a superpower... What
I don't
would
like
it be?
That one. I feel like we've answered something similar to that before. 182. Like blank.
Like blank. At a party, where can someone find you?
In the corner. Or off to the
Nobody
side.
Puts baby in the corner.
Or off to the side, minding my business, probably looking at my phone. Because I don't want to socialize. Unless I know who's there. But most of the times, I try to find my own little spot and just post up.
Yeah. I mean, if we're together, we're just posted up together somewhere.
Yeah. But he's normally talking to whoever's closest to us. Well, and I'm in my phone.
That's because they come and talk to me. Okay.
Anyway, we don't have no topic for today's podcast. We just kind of wanted to give you the update on how we've been. But I do think we have a new Ask Gabe and Bae. So... Because I feel like I just seen it the other day.
Okay.
Let me pull it up and we'll get to answering.
Get to answer.
Excuse me. Okay. So.
Okay.
I don't know if this is supposed to be anonymous or not. You didn't say.
You did.
So.
Not to
shout
say
out
it.
To T. Her question or her thing says, "Hey, Gabe and babe. Hey, girl. I hope you guys are doing well. My husband and I are in our 30s, 31 and 33, and my husband especially is kind of starting to feel like even though we have great jobs and are making good money and we are finished purchasing our first home and we have a 2-year-old daughter, he doesn't feel fulfilled. I know that Babe had expressed a similar feeling a while back, so I was wondering how he was doing on his journey and what things he has either added or changed in his life to try and regain that purpose. We are both believers, and we definitely have goals and aspirations we are on track to achieve, but I want to support him and help him, but I also know that it is an individual type of journey. What are your thoughts, and have you guys had any similar feelings, especially since turning 40? You guys definitely don't look it. 40 is the new 30. Hey, thank you. Love from Colorado, T. Thank you, T.
Yes, thank you. I mean, so for me, update, I mean, I guess, you know, for me, yes, I definitely still struggle with that. With that piece of, and it's like of, here's the thing, the reality of it is, I know that my part of the business, is less, you know, being the influencer, you know, being the person that posts that people want to see, mm-hmm. you know. So I would say that mine is like a, you know, I'm like 30% influencer, 70% business mm-hmm. person, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, it's
I would say 40, 60.
We'll say 65, 35.
Okay.
but for me, it's, I think that it's such a different, even though we've been doing it so long, it's still such a huge, what's the word I'm looking for? Difference from what I used to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so for me, like I went to the Army, I flew UAVs, I got out, I flew UAVs, I was overseas all the time, you know, in these war, you know, these war-torn areas, flying reconnaissance missions, helping, you know, save lives and doing some pretty, you know, cool things, right? You know, like for someone. And so switching to where, and I also was very successful in those things, doing very well, you know, and stuff like that. And then, you know, so what we're doing now is still very successful. It's still helping to change people's lives. We feel like we, you know, we mm-hmm. hopefully are bringing, and we've heard from some of you that we are bringing encouragement and bringing love and, you know, laughter to you that's helping you. And that's amazing. So we're still doing really cool stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm still doing really cool stuff. But you know, it's such a drastic change from where I had a vision of where I was going, you know, like, cause I had done the UAVs for, you know, 2000 to 2013,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Like that's a long time. All I did was, you know, so, I mean, it was 13 and I had this vision of where I was going with it. I was going to be the leading expert in that field. Like there was going to be, you know, like, and, you know, and so I think once that, you know, once I had to come to the grips, the reality is that was just not where God had for me anymore. He had opened up this door for us to be able to work together and do this, and which is, you know, a blessing, but it's still tough. You know, it's still, you know, giving up on something that you had kind of, I mean, there was a lot of parts I didn't even enjoy about it either. Like the, you know, the defense contracting, working with the government, it's annoying, you know, so there was parts that I didn't enjoy, but I was successful at it, right?
Yeah.
So, but I also felt like I was the, you know, I was providing for my, you know, wife. I was providing for, you know, I was in a place where I could be a provider, you know, and that means the world to me because my dad wasn't that. So for me, it was like, I have to be that. I want to be that. So, you know, with social media, even though we're in it together, and like it's a combined effort, and that she can't do it without me, I can't do it without her. Like we know that we're in this together, right? Yeah, we
it's a team.
It's a team. And we've built it that way on purpose because we love, you know, we love being together. We love working together, you know, and we know our strengths. There were still times where I'm like, you know, I feel like she's the breadwinner, you know, or she's the one, you know. And so it's, you know, so it's just a mind thing, you know, where you have to, you know, and yes, like, you know, when it comes to Gabrielle, like what you said in the email was like, it is, it's an individual journey. You can't do anything to make him change his mind of how he's feeling. You can just, the way Gabrielle does is that she just reassures me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, saying you are helping, you are doing this. Like without you, this part wouldn't function right. Like, you know, we are in this together. This is a team effort. We built this together. Like it's this encouragement that Gabrielle gives me and reassurance that I'm being, you know, that I am a part of this, that it's not just her, you know? But I'm also slowly finding things that I enjoy doing. Like, so I'm still doing that. Like now we've offloaded editing to someone, to be able to get that off my plate, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, so trading is something I really enjoy. So I've been trading, you know, learning about that. The amount of knowledge I've gained in just 5-6 months of trading is
good.
It's crazy. It was a foreign language to me 5-6 months ago. So yeah, I mean, I don't know if that answering the question, but
yeah, I think so.
I mean, yeah, what do you have to
I think that it was great, you know, you said like honestly it is an individual journey, and I would say, you know, what I feel like I'm coming to realize is that when we are feeling unfulfilled, we may not be as connected to the source as we should be. And you said you guys are both believers. So I think that, you know, like our job is not to find the thing that fulfills us. Our job is to connect to God so that he can show us where we should be and the things we should be focusing on that will bring that fulfillment. So I was going to say, like, I wonder if your husband has certain hobbies or any philanthropic things that he could start doing. Is there an area where he could be the hands and feet of Jesus and offer support or mentorship or, you know, like, volunteering? Are there some of those things that may give him a more sense of fulfillment, like, or of having like purpose? Because getting a good job, going to work, buying a house, you check the list, but then it's like, okay, well, what next? And it's like, honestly, well, as believers, what are we actually here for? You know, like, we're supposed to be bringing bodies to, you know, in, like, we're supposed to be bringing people in and saving souls and showing the love of Christ. So it's like, how are we doing that? How can we do that more? So, you know, I don't have the answer, because when turning 40 was like a midlife crisis for me, honestly. It was like, what am I doing in my life? Yeah. Like, yes, I feel like what we do as a profession, there is a layer of encouragement and inspiration and, you know, even saving people by showing them something different. But I still feel like there's more.
Yeah.
And I think that the only way that I can get to that is to seek Christ and ask him, what is the thing, Lord? Like, why do I feel so unsettled? And I am still in the process of going through that. So I don't have all of the answers, but this is something that I thought of, like, has he tapped into that, or has he even thought to explore that side of things? Because you can get all of the things and then you'd be like, all right, is this it? Like, yeah, there has to be more, right? And sometimes it's a work in realizing that it may not have to be more. You know what I'm saying? Like, that sometimes that's a work in just being content.
Yeah.
And being at peace. And, you know, so I don't know that we have the answers. Hopefully this was helpful to have you, to have some things for him to think about, but also, like, just support however you can. Let him talk. You know what I'm saying? Listen to him, reassure him, encourage him. You know, and just be there with him to help him, you know, figure it out. Pray for him, like pray with him. You know, like you can't figure it out for him, but you can come alongside him and you can support him while he's going through it. So that's what I would say is your role in it. And you know, God will make that thing clear for him. You know what I'm saying? In his time. So yeah, I hope that helps. Did you have
No, I just got a small quick thing to add, but yeah, no, same thing. I actually started doing my devotion, trying to be a little bit more, you know, good about doing my devotion in the morning. I've been looking at, you know, like I have an app like that has like different like video series for like, you know, like your walk with God. So I've been doing those. It's Right Now Media is the name of the app. And yeah, so that, yeah, absolutely. That has helped me quite a bit just to be more settled, to be more content with, you know, what I can control, you know, knowing that, that God has put me in the position, to be able to be really good at the business stuff, you know, like, because literally all of this business stuff, you know, 95% of it I had to figure out, I had to learn on my own, you know. She had to learn, you know, the editing on her own, and then she taught me how to edit. But like there was so many things that we developed and built that we no clue how to do, you know? And so, so that obviously, you know, but yeah, so it's just, it's a work in progress, like Gabriel said, and it's an up and down thing. I think that, you know, every day, like one day you'll feel really great. The next day you'd be like, you know, you know, dang, you know, like it happens, but I think you're doing the right thing. You know God. You know that God will, you know, give you the answers. We just got to turn to him more. And do it together. You know, like just pray for peace. Pray for, you know, for deliverance from that feeling. Because that's what we're doing. You know, like I don't want to have any of those feelings of inadequacy or, you know, I want to feel like I am, you know, providing for my family, being the man of my family. And, you know. So, yeah, I think hopefully that helps.
Yeah, I hope that helps. But thank you for writing in and asking us and, you know, just trusting in our opinion enough to even ask that question and be vulnerable. We appreciate it. If you're listening and you have a question that you want to ask us or a dilemma you're facing or want to know more about whatever, feel free to email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com with the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject line. So we know you want us to talk about it on the podcast. We will give you our unprofessional opinion.
We will opinionize it.
And yeah, that's all we can do. So feel free to send those in. I know we're coming up on the holiday, so I hope that you guys are ready for the holiday if you celebrate it, and that you are being thankful and taking time to think about what are the things that you're thankful for, and
that's right,
you know, spending time with family if you can. And
and so last and final sponsor of the podcast.
I forgot we had another sponsor. I was finna wrap it up. I'll let you,
we ain't got to wrap it up no more, sweetie. All right, here we go. Last sponsor of this here podcast today is Noom Mood. So be completely honest,
I was just about to say
I have not been able to use the app quite yet. And it's just because things have been busy. I mean,
I haven't opened my app in a few
weeks. It is what it is. Life happens. But it still doesn't deteriorate how important we think it is and how important it's been to her as she's been using it. Yeah. So it's still something that I'm going to use. It's just going to happen when I have the opportunity to do it. But it doesn't mean you can't get started. Basically, mental health is a conversation that needs to be had more. Something that you know, we believe in. We believe that mental health is very important. I, as a man, believe that men need to really take action on their mental health because men, we try to be strong. We try to be, you know, we can't be weak. But guess what? We have issues just like everybody else. We have things we're dealing with just like everybody else. You don't have to be strong all the time. Sometimes you can just say, you know what? I need to take care of myself. So that's where I think Noom Mood is great. So basically, you know, Gabriel just did this. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. So we gotta call in 3 minutes. Okay. So let's wrap it up.
Okay, I got it, girl. You just Stop it. Basically, learning to manage daily stress and anxious thoughts is something that we all want. A lot of us don't know how to do it. So New Mood is here to guide you through mental wellness and give you the tools that you need to tackle stress so that you'll feel empowered to take on whatever life throws at you. So basically, with New Mood, you'll take the journey to mental wellness one step at a time. Their guided approach teaches you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. And there's a team of dedicated coaches that you'll have support system helping you on that journey. So that's really, we've already told you how great it is. So we would love you just to check it out. You're stronger than your stress. It doesn't get to control you. And so you can equip yourself with the knowledge and the skills to steer yourself to happiness. You know, because we know that process does not, one size does not fit all. So this is where New Mood comes in to help you with that. So we want you to check it out. And you can do that by, you know, you can worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/LMO. Again, that's noom, noom.com/LMO. Go get you the tools that you need, 10 minutes a day. And it's an app, so you can use it anytime, anywhere.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's thanks so much.
Check it out.
Check it out. We appreciate y'all. Love y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving,
people. That's right. Bye.